prominent Pakistani journalist and political analyst Najam Sethi, has warned that if India attempts to block Pakistan's water supply or carries out acts of economic strangulation, Islamabad may resort to using nuclear weapons in self-defense. He made the remarks during a televised interview with Indian journalist Karan Topper, where he addressed escalating tensions between the two neighbors following the recent Pahalgam incident. Sethi described India's allegations against Pakistan regarding the Pahalgam attack as baseless and labeled the event a false flag operation. He alleged that powerful elements within India's security and intelligence establishment were likely involved. There are still no answers about the failure of Indian security forces and intelligence agencies in preventing the incident, he said. He noted that Pakistani authorities have responded calmly and responsibly, without inflaming tensions or issuing unverified counterclaims. Unlike Indian media, which avoids asking tough questions of its leadership, Pakistani media and officials have maintained a restrained stance, Sethi said. If there is any credible evidence, it must be presented to the international community, not simply broadcast domestically for political mileage. The former caretaker chief minister of Punjab added that public sentiment in Pakistan remains largely unfazed by the Indian allegations, with most people treating the claims as exaggerated or unserious. However, he emphasized that the Pakistani government views the situation seriously and is preparing for any eventuality. Addressing questions over nuclear threats, Sethi said Pakistan's nuclear doctrine includes defensive use of weapons under existential threats. As one of our former prime ministers said, "We didn't build nuclear weapons to celebrate religious festivals," he remarked. If India crosses a red line by attempting to block water, invade Pakistani territory, or economically strangle Karachi, a nuclear response on our own soil cannot be ruled out. Sethi also highlighted the regional dimensions of the crisis, stating that China, with its growing investments and strategic interests in Pakistan, is closely watching developments. "This is no longer just a bilateral matter between India and Pakistan," he said. "China's involvement, through both economic investment and military cooperation, means the consequences of any escalation could extend far beyond South Asia." He concluded by urging India to agree to an independent international investigation, possibly involving the United States or other global stakeholders, to resolve the matter transparently and avoid further instability.